Thanks for tuning in. This is 12 Minute Health Bits. This is your host, Kristen Hall, providing health and wellness support for the 21st century. We will be talking about using simple methods from today and centuries ago to keep our bodies healthy. Our goal is to daily strive to live above the wellness line. In this podcast, I will be giving you tips and tricks on how to daily make small changes to your life in order to keep your body well. Friends, did you know that your brain cannot function at optimal levels without proper nutrients? I probably didn't surprise you much there, but before we get started, if you have a Super C chewable supplement, check my podcast feature today to see which one I recommend for proper absorption. Pop it in your mouth and enjoy, knowing you are supporting your health in amazing ways when you take that little supplement of vitamin C. If you do not have a Super C chewable, then take a look at my sources that I reference on this blog section of my website to find the best, most credible vitamin C sources I have found according to my research. Today, I'm not talking about the vitamin C you get from eating an orange or an over-the-counter inexpensive bottle of vitamin C that has citrus tangy flavor to it. Now, do not get me wrong, eating oranges is a great practice. You should be eating real food, and an orange is real food. Not orange juice, an actual orange that you peel. However, the amount of vitamin C in an orange is good when you are healthy. But if you need to get rid of a disease, infection, or illness, you need massive amounts of vitamin C. And high-quality vitamin C is often not found in over-the-counter supplements. So one of the things I struggled with before I started my natural health journey was allergies. I had allergies so bad some years, I would wake up in the morning to itchy, watery eyes and nostrils full of mucus. I'm not talking about a little bit of a runny nose and a little bit of watery eyes. I'm talking about eyes that would water buckets, and I had to use a towel to wipe away the tears. I would also use nasal rinses to get the loads and loads of mucus out, but it was not really until about noon each day that I actually felt as if my head cleared enough to function like a normal human being. This happened every spring and fall during the temperature changes in Minnesota. I am pleased to say that through everything I learned, I have actually been able to completely eliminate this issue without any over-the-counter medications. I do believe the vitamins, supplements, and essential oils I use play a huge role in my ability to overcome this issue. However, one thing that was incredibly integral in my healing process was high-dose vitamin C therapy. Much like the oils and supplements I use, high-dose vitamin C therapy changed my life. My friends, I'm sharing this with you because I truly believe that it will also change your life as well. And I want you to experience the freedom of not having to worry about getting your prescription medications filled every single month. Did you know that there's a practice in natural health that's called orthomolecular medicine? Orthomolecular medicine is defined as the restoration and maintenance of health through the administration of adequate amounts of substances that are normally present in the body. Basically, this form of keeping your body healthy has been researched, proven safe, and effective at treating things as difficult as cancer. The recommended daily allowance, or RDA, of vitamins set by the Nutrition Board of Institute of Medicine is very low and based on people eating a fully whole foods diet. Nutrition has changed. We don't really eat all of the good foods that we should, and our soil has changed and depleted in nutrients over the years. It is important to note that when it comes to nutrition, you need to gauge your body. Everyone will have different doses based on their body's needs. In regards to safety, high dose of vitamin C is incredibly safe because vitamin C is water soluble, meaning your body will flush out anything unused or extra. However, your body more than likely needs much more than what you might think. High-dose vitamin C therapy has been used for years and is like a Swiss Army knife with multiple capabilities. A Swiss Army knife comes with multiple tools that can save someone's life. Vitamin C also, if taken in large enough doses, can heal and restore people with diseases as awful as cancer. For more on this, read Steve Hickey and Andrew Saul's book, Vitamin C, The Real Story, the remarkable and controversial story of vitamin C, and reviews on the book on Saul's website, Doctor Yourself. This benefit of vitamin C supplementation is a strong immune system. Our body produces white blood cells known as lymphocytes and phagocytes. These cells help prevent infection in the body. If we do not produce enough of these cells, we are more prone to infection. Vitamin C helps to increase the production of these cells, making them more prevalent in the body. This action helps the body fight infection much more quickly and with fewer symptoms that could lead to more significant health problems down the line. White blood cells also function much more productively with vitamin C supplementation, and it helps protect against free radical damage. Free radical damage is what happens to our cells when we encounter environmental toxins, processed food, EMF frequencies, or other pollutants that we just can't avoid in our world today. Free radicals are the incomplete cells in our body that have been damaged. This can lead to negative health effects down the road if they are not given the tools they need to repair. Another way our body utilizes vitamin C to protect itself is through our skin. Skin is our first line of defense against infection. Vitamin C is transported to the skin and acts as an antioxidant and barrier to help prevent pathogens from entering your body through it. Vitamin C also helps to shorten the time it takes for wounds to heal. If wounds heal faster, this gives your body more defense mechanisms to prevent pathogens from entering. So we high-dose vitamin C in our home often. The preferred method is through intravenous vitamin C with a practitioner who's trained in treating patients with cancer. However, we do not use IV methods in our home. If one of my family members is fighting an illness or simply constipated, I have them take 500 milligrams for kids and 1,000 milligrams for adults of sodium ascorbate powder mixed in a little tiny bit of water every 15 minutes until they have reached bowel intolerance. Bowel intolerance is when your bowels completely clear out. You definitely want to be home when this happens. It is best to start first thing in the morning before you eat. If you have a lot to flush out, it will take longer for your body to completely rid your bowels of all of the toxins built up. Honestly, completely flushing your toxins about or your bowels out about once a month is really a good idea if you're healthy and it helps your body get rid of those toxins. So we have used this method to treat colds, flu viruses, strep throat, combined with oregano oil, allergies, constipation, and several other illnesses. In our home, we use Nutribiotic sodium ascorbate powder for high dosing. We also use Aurora Vitamin C Liposol Vitamin C. It is a non-GMO form of vitamin C powder, and the Liposol one is a liquid form. It's very concentrated and makes high dosing very easy. So typically we place a small amount of water in a glass with an eighth teaspoon for kids, about 500 milligrams, and a quarter teaspoon for adults, which is 1,000 milligrams of the powder. We swirl it around and drink. When my kids were really little, I used a medical syringe to administer the vitamin C powder to them, or vitamin C water that I had created. I created the water and vitamin C powder mixture, put the syringe in the container, filled the syringe up, and then squirted it into their mouths very gently. I have not had any trouble with my kids taking vitamin C powder over the years because it does not really change the taste of the water at all. It might make it a little bit salty tasting. It is important to make sure all the water is consumed when it comes time to dosing. I then set a timer for 15 minutes, and when the timer goes off, we give another dose. If the person is fighting something pretty heavy, I definitely make sure to dose with vitamin C every 15 minutes and then use oils right after they drink the sodium ascorbate powder. According to Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, this method can be used to treat whooping cough. The whooping cough vaccine does not last more than 3 years, and each time the vaccine is administered in someone's lifetime, it becomes less effective for that individual. Also, if your body is able to run the course of the virus, especially with whooping cough, high-dose vitamin C therapy can lessen your symptoms but also give you lasting immunity because your body will have the knowledge to fight it off in the future. Fortunately, this type of immunity will also be more beneficial for protecting those around you from getting the disease. A couple months ago, my 6-year-old son came down with a pretty intense cough. I do not know if it was whooping cough, coronavirus, or something else. I do know that we had one night of a scary chest cough. As soon as I noticed the fever, I started giving him high-dose vitamin C, an essential oil blend for supporting his immune system and decreasing his fever, and an internal natural essential oil antibiotic. We did this 3 times a day for 2 days. We did the natural essential oil antibiotic 3 times a day for 3 days or 2 days. During the day, unless he was sleeping, I was able to give him an 1/8 teaspoon of sodium ascorbate powder into his body, rub oils on him, and also have him take an antioxidant drink made out of wolfberries about every 15 minutes. I also protected the rest of our family with doses of sodium ascorbate powder, oils, and the wolfberry drink every hour. He had a cough for about 24 hours. Then the next day, the cough was gone and he had a slight fever. After 2 days of the onset, from the onset of symptoms, he was up and running around the house like nothing happened. So prescription medications have their own host of health issues that come along with them. They may get rid of the problem symptom, but they do not in any way tackle the actual issue that is happening that's causing the problem and can create new symptoms. Sometimes it is necessary to quickly treat something, and I understand that, and I want you to know that I want you to use discretion in those cases. However, each prescription drug comes with side effects, but the biggest issue is they wreak havoc on your gut. The leaky gut issue, typically caused by processed foods, chlorinated water, prescription medications, can lead to other health issues down the road. Symptoms of a leaky gut can include rashes, coughs, allergies, acne, brain fog, ADHD, ADD, depression, sugar cravings, low immune function, gas, bloating, arthritis, joint issues, fatigue, autoimmune disease, and the list continues. This is why learning about vitamin C supplementation is so vital. So there are so many other ways that vitamin C can also help your body. We know that it can help fight off infections and can be used at times in place of prescriptions. However, let's see what else it can do. Some research studies have shown that it may reduce your risk of chronic disease. Basically, it helps strengthen your body's natural defenses by increasing your antioxidant levels. It can help support and manage high blood pressure by relaxing blood vessels that carry blood from the heart. It may help reduce your risk for heart disease. It also may reduce blood uric acid and in turn lower your risk for gout. It may help your deficiency in iron. If you are deficient in iron or know someone that is, they should not take an isolated iron supplement. This is for a topic that we might cover in a different podcast. However, they should supplement with vitamin C, which can help with the body absorb the iron that is already consumed through food. One study found that supplementing 100 milligrams of vitamin C a day increased iron absorption by 67%. It may also lower your risk for dementia, lessen oxidative stress and inflammation near the brain, spine, and nerves, and increase antioxidants, which help the brain think and remember. So let's go back to safety of high-dose vitamin C for a minute. There have been 0 recorded deaths from vitamins or vitamin overdose. Water-soluble vitamins like vitamin C are especially safe to take in high doses. You can compare that to more than 232,000 people who died in the United States because of an overdose of prescription opioids from 1999 to 2018. So just how much vitamin C should a normal, healthy person supplement on a daily basis? From my research, I think that it is best for a healthy adult to supplement 1,000 milligrams 3 to 4 times a day to stay healthy and keep adrenals functioning at an optimal level. This will also help to flush out any free radical damage that may have occurred throughout the day that is unavoidable. For kids on a daily basis, my kids get a Super C chewable that they love. They do not get a regular high dose of vitamin C unless they're showing symptoms of illness or constipation. If you are pregnant or nursing, it is incredibly important for you to continue to increase your vitamin C supplementation as you are able without having bowel intolerance or diarrhea. There is evidence to support that vitamin C supplementation can shorten your labor and make it less painful. It can also help reduce stretch marks after the baby is born. It is important to self-adjust your dosage based on how you are feeling. I took up to 30 milligrams of vitamin C a day when I was pregnant. So you know that I couldn't get through an entire podcast without talking about supplement quality, right? Because I'm really big on that. Honestly, you cannot go to your local grocery store or drugstore and grab a vitamin C supplement. So please don't do this. If you go to my blog section on my website, you'll find a list of all the vitamin C supplements I've researched and found effective because of the quality ingredients. The problem with just grabbing any vitamin C supplement is that it may contain other ingredients that are not so friendly or incredibly harmful to your health in the long run. I get it. I know what it's like, you guys. I know. I share this information with you because it has literally changed my life and how I take care of my children. I wish for you to see the same success in taking care of your health because I know just how much better and more energetic I feel because of high-dose vitamin C. Sometimes what we believe because it is what we were taught for many years, when in reality, it is actually not the way God has for us. It is hard when we start to learn a new way of doing something. I understand how it feels to have a sick child in my arms, wondering if I should quickly rush to grab an antibiotic. I totally get it. However, trusting that God has given us information that can help us, and trusting if we use the tools we have, use discernment, and are consistent, more than likely we will be able to fight anything that comes our way without man-made synthetic medications. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Please know that using discretion is so important. My prayer for you is that as you begin to learn a different way of taking care of your health and the health of your family, that you will embrace it, find success, and share it with others. Our positive affirmation for this week is, I can use the tools God has given me to keep my body healthy. We need more people to take control of their health and kick illness to the curb naturally. Thanks so much for tuning into this podcast from 12 Stones Health and Wellness with Kristen Hall. If you have an idea for an upcoming episode, send it my way. I would be happy to explore the topic. If you're interested in more information on becoming a member and receiving the benefits of synthetic chemical-free living in your home, please talk to the person who shared this podcast with you or visit my website at www.12-stones.net. If you find this resource helpful, I encourage you to enjoy and share with others. Please don't alter the content in any way or charge anyone to listen.